I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Many Afghans are still reeling from the Taliban's recent internet shutdown, which has been followed up by ongoing social media restrictions. Nehemiah with FMI says between existing access challenges and imposed shutdowns, universal connectivity in Afghanistan remains elusive.
Even though the media is claiming that internet is being restored in Afghanistan, but still there are many villages, cities that there is no internet.
Blackouts are an opportunity for people to ramp up use of solar-powered audio players.
So this device does not require any internet. It is built-in devotional tools in their own language.
Learn more and find prayer points in the full story at missionnews.org. Then, as of September 28, Iran is under reimposed UN sanctions. The United Kingdom, Germany, and France instigated the change in August, accusing Iran of failing to uphold a 2015 nuclear pact. Samuel with Redemptive Stories explains some of the complexities of Iran's relationships today, starting with the regime's hatred of Israel.
It's a lot more than just Muslim-Jewish hatred, but there is other political and even economic factors that play into this frustration and angst and hatred that goes back and forth between them. The sanctions that are put on Iran, at least in part, are all related to Israel's sentiments towards Iran and the power that they wield within the U.S. as well as Europe.
Pray for peace in the Middle East conflict so that Christians can bring the love of Jesus to the suffering. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join together in praying for them from October 12th through the 26th. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.